A steady stream of about 18 veterans is filing into courtroom 3 on a recent weekday afternoon.
Come in, Your Honor, the Cornwall versus Bo Grahams.
Mr. Grahams, how are you, sir?
Great.
It's a slightly different-looking courtroom, lined with flags from every branch of the military. These vets are here because they've committed crimes and fallen into hard times. But instead of being sent to jail, they're getting special support.
Tell me what you're doing.
Full-time at Bunker Hill Community College, working when I can. Snow work, kind of just staying busy. Got my son a lot more. I mean, life has really turned around. Incarceration wouldn't have done me any good.
Former Marine David Odenweller has avoided jail by appearing regularly before Judge Mary Hogan Sullivan. He was arrested for, among other things, drug possession and operating under the influence. He served in Okinawa and Iraq, and he says he wasn't prepared for his eventual re-entry into civilian life.
I didn't seek the treatment I needed once I first got out. There's, kind of a lack of debriefing for a lot of the guys coming out of the military and, the civilian world adjustment that a lot of these guys don't receive that really, throws them for a loop. And I think I fell into that.
Odenweller was particularly haunted by one of his last assignments in the Marines.
I was in Aberdeen, Maryland at the Joint Personnel Effects Depot. It's a place where they inventory all the deceased and wounded's personal gear before they get ready to send it home to the next of kin or to the wounded soldier themselves.
Odenweller self-medicated, his marriage fell apart, and his legal troubles escalated. But instead of serving time, he comes to Veterans Court, where he's put on a multifaceted support plan and monitored. Sarah Cohen is his probation officer.
You meet with your probation officer at least 4 times, you meet with the judge 4 times, and you're open to developing a service plan. You can move to the next phase. Phase 2 would be initiation into treatment.
A total of 49 veterans, mostly men, have gone through the program, which works closely with the Veterans Administration. They take drug tests and go to therapy.
It's much more empowering, and both the court and the VA are ending up with better outcomes. That was one reason we went into it, to work more closely with the VA.
I think it's a great thing. If I didn't have this and I was just faced with, my year or so sentence in jail, then who knows what would have happened when I got out. This is a program for the individual to get treatment and help they need. And if you don't, then you're faced with that same sentence that you were looking at in the beginning. So it's a second chance, and it's no doubt in my mind saving lives.
It's an approach the state and veterans like David Odenweller hope will reduce recidivism. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.